when you listen to music, how do you feel? Could you have a misunderstanding when you're looking at the statue of David? No, piece of marble is standing there. Art. That's why we are hanging on art, poetry, music, and all that, because the language is the problem. But we'll not let the language be our problem. We adopted a technique. Do you remember what the technique is? Be quiet. This is the technique we learned. We are told that when somebody is talking passionately, everybody should listen. Even you who want to enjoy in that song, you will be quiet and listen. Why? Because this is your only chance, listening. I hope all of you remember that this exceptional book starts with listen. Listen, everyone. Then, time after time, you will say, you're not listening properly. Listen. Because the meaning I'm trying to transfer is so delicate that it's hanging on these combination of words, imagery in a way, and the stories I make. So don't be critical about the stories the way they are. Dig in why they are like that. Why am I saying it like that? Now, today we are going to listen to the unity. How the unity will be achieved? We have lost the meaning of unity because we insisted in our culture, especially from the beginning of Industrial Revolution, to improve the ego of the people, to work better, to be a good worker. And we lost the real meaning of being connected, being in touch. Because we believe that we should live with the people that we have a lot in common and we agree upon a lot of stuff. And how we arrive to these agreements? Of course, intelligence. So intelligently, somehow we deal with each other. We don't call that communication. We call it something else, which is the presence of something that will influence everyone. We believe that a lot of people nagging and having a lot of problems and stuff like that, sitting in a hotel, if Romeo and Juliet will walk in, suddenly everything will change. We believe in that magic. So let's look at that magic. Who is the guilty party today? Will is volunteering, or no, Will is busy. So you are the guilty party.
How dissension and enmity amongst the Ansar were removed by the blessing of the Prophet. May God bless and save him. The two tribes, which were named Oz and Khazraj, had a bloodthirsty spirit towards each other. Through Mustafa, their ancient feuds vanished in the light of Islam and of pureness. First, those enemies became brethren, like the units of grapes in the garden. And at the admonition given in the words, "The true believers are brethren," they dissolved and became one body. The appearance of the grapes is brethren. When you squeeze them, they become one juice.
Okay. What is he talking about? You see, the story he wanted to tell us started like this. There are two groups. They hate each other. Then what? Then suddenly that hatred vanished and they are transformed to be the best. Why? For apparent no reason at all. Just the presence of this guy we call the clean one. Remember Mustafa, we call someone who is really cleaned up perfectly. Clean is Mustafa. Okay. This guy is there, everything has changed. Are you looking for a reason there? Are you worried about it? Do you have anything against it? But you don't believe it. You don't believe that the old hatred could disappear by some presence. It does. Why? The reason are like this. Because the unity we are talking about is not the unity which comes from the accordance of the plans of the merchant and our view, political or social tendency, none of this. We are talking about some essence in the human which you have squeezed out of it to watch it. Because this is something which is in everyone. This, the essence of kindness. This is in everyone. Remember one of the silly reasons we always remember, I always remember, is this fainting stuff of a human being watching the blood. Just opening up a cadaver, which is not even real blood. Suddenly, what is the human being's reaction? Fainting. Everybody does it. And we don't know why. But there is in us to be displeased with watching that stuff. Somehow we have this, let's say, illogical stuff of giving up the best position is kindness, which is receiving the kindness. That's the best position. If there is a kind situation, somebody is giving something good to someone else. The receiver position is what you are all seeking for. Why? Logically, it's profitable. That's why we do all these nonsenses. Remember the last story of book one, first part? The harp player. We all around go around and play to please other people. Why? Because there is some good in it. Not because it is good. The stuff we are talking is different. Is to change the position. Leave the position of being the needy one and looking for kindness to exploit and all that. Become the giver. That illogical position. Why is it illogical? Because you are supposed to lose. And over there we are not kidding. The words we are using, remember the words? I told you, first of all, in Persian language, the verb of love is losing. No. Because you lose yourself in love. And what is the meaning of it? It means you forget the most basic rule of your intelligence, which is, first, let's save me. That's the first rule of intelligence. Suddenly you give it up. You want to first save someone else. That's the situation. Is it silly? Yes. Is it beneficial? No, you will lose. So why do it? Only one reason. Honestly, there is only one reason. You know what the reason is? It feels good. Period. And it feels so good that you don't need anything else. Because that good feeling has a little different with all the good feelings that your intelligence will buy you or will grab for you. Remember what's the difference? All of the pleasure earned or gained are temporary. They vanish. They become old. But the feeling of kindness is permanent. Because by itself is good. You don't need something good to come out of it. By itself, we will try to be kind because it's good to be kind. Period. And it feels good. That's all. And when I say it feels good, always remember, I say, it feels good. What do you think? It's like I say, I went to a restaurant and the food was, so good. If you're addicted to junk food, you imagine all you can eat a big dish like this. And if you realize that it was a little bit of very simple stuff with a very delicate touch of flavor, to you could be boring, because this is a taste that you should learn, acquire. You're not born with it. You have to develop the taste. Here, we need that taste, because the thing that we're suggesting is losing yourself. We say there are 7 steps you should climb to the heaven. The 7th has 2 words, not 1. And you cannot find the 3rd word that you could hate more. The only 2 words you hate is fina and faqr. Not having and not being. That's the only 2 stuff that my brain is working not to happen. But me, I realize that it could happen. And it doesn't mean the end of my animal. It doesn't mean that I die from this, but I could gain that. By being prepared to give up this, to die out of this, to go there. So this is what he wants to explain now. He didn't give us any reason that, okay, Muhammad did some magic, but he talked to them, he brought it, nothing. Mustafa, not Muhammad, Mustafa was here. And everything disappeared in the light of Islam and Safa. Islam means, you remember what Islam means? Who knows what means Islam?
Peace.
What it means Islam? Islam means salim, means healthy. Taslim means surrendering. Musallam means something which has been proved to you. And mainly means peace, to be in peace with yourself and everything else. This is what that word by itself in Arab language means. I'm not talking about religion here. It's Islam and Safa. Safa means purity. So, from the peace and purity, that hatred disappeared. And that could be. Why? First of all, remember, I'm not talking about every fellow. So we are not talking about the rule. We are talking about the exception here. These 2 groups, both were from Ansar. Both are mu'min. What it means, mu'min? Or believers. Believer in this language doesn't mean to believe. First of all, means to feel good and safe. Because Iman is imani, means safety. You should feel safe. How could you